potential to finally whatever. But the process of Alcoholics Anonymous has never been about getting me to live up to my potential or kick ass finally or some other ego-grandizing, glorified crap. It's become about a lesson of chipping away the pieces of me that don't belong, getting rid of the things that block me off from the power greater than myself, and ultimately, not for glory, not for personal well-being, but for a life of service, right? That's what Alcoholics Anonymous has really become, and that's not always an attractive option. I think that's why we need alcohol lashing us in here, because we don't just wake up one day and be like, you know what, awesome idea would be if I could live a life of service and inconvenience towards others, where other people benefit before me. Woo, hit the jackpot. Anyway, I'm jumping all around. So I'm in AA. I should probably kind of tell you how I got sober, huh? And I'll tell you right now, if you're new, give you a one-word answer on how I got sober. And it's not steps. They would come, and I believe very much in them. But I believe just as much in sponsorship. It's my experience, my opinion. It was vital for me that I get a sponsor. It was vital for me that I get someone, because I'm too fear-based to even ask the right questions. I'll just try and wing it. This is not something I want to wing. Trying to put together an IKEA bookshelf, I can maybe wing that. Not my sobriety, not my recovery. I've got to take this serious. And I got a sponsor, and this sponsor would start to get me going into areas and involved in things that I would not have done myself. So I looked around. I remember I'd asked a bunch of people to be my sponsor, and I'd been told no by a bunch of people. Alcoholics are egomaniacs with inferiority complexes. We can experience almost two exact opposite emotions simultaneously. And I'm walking around, and I don't like myself very much, and I think that I'm worthless. But I remember when it came time to ask a sponsor, I'm like, who am I going to bestow the greatest honor of their life with by sponsoring me? And I finally got this guy, and he was, you know, like I said, he was getting me, I want to meet with you once a week. We're going to go through the book. I want you to join my home group. I want you to have a commitment. I mean, just this wide array of things that I was suddenly going to be doing to now participate in my recovery. And those actions, those commitments, the ethic of not saying no to AA requests, the ethic of keeping my first commitment, because I was always a, if better things came along, then you take that. Yeah, we can do lunch. That would be great. Oh, you're asking me to lunch? I'd rather go to lunch with you. Sorry, can't do it. You know, that was the way I lived my life. And my sponsor quickly started to correct me on all these flawed policies and ideals that I had. Because that's really the goal here. The goal of Alcoholics Anonymous is to initiate a spiritual awakening. Personality change, sufficient enough to bring about recovery from alcoholism. Casting aside old ideas, attitudes, and outlooks for a completely new set. Call it whatever you want. It is about change. It is about me changing, and change will always be painful. The better it is for me, usually the more painful it is. Case in point, ask any ex-smoker in the room, how pleasant was that? Was it good for you? One of the best things I ever did. Was it fun? Absolutely not. Miserable. Anyway, I don't want to get off on a tangent on that, but change. Change can be very, very difficult. And so the sooner that I start to realize that and expect that, see, Alcoholics Anonymous is not a cure-all, and it is not about relief. And as long as I look at it that way, I will always be unhappy and dissatisfied in AA. I was just talking at a meeting on Tuesday. We were talking about step seven, you know, about humbly asking God to remove our shortcomings. And I'll tell you, the problem that I have with step seven is that I approach it when I'm in pain. I approach it when I'm depressed. I approach it when I'm anxious. I approach it when I'm guilty or fearful, and I want it removed. God, please take this away. But I'm asking in the sense of relief, not the spirit of service. And the prayer in step seven is not about, hey, ask for this so you feel better, Jeff, so you can binge watch Netflix all day and feel good about it. It's so I can be of service. It's so I can take away the things that you find to be objectionable that prevent me from doing your will. I don't know how I got onto that from talking about my sponsor, but I'm just going to assume God moved me towards that. Sponsor, and he got me involved in things, and he got me involved in a home group, and he gave me a foundation that has served me up and in through the last 26 years that I've been here, that I still to this day adhere to many of the things, and I have a different sponsor today, and I've learned different things, and I've changed my point of view on a lot of things, but that sponsor instilled in me a foundation and a structure that I still do. Got me working with other people. And believe me, I didn't gladly and willingly accept all this. They had to trick me into things. They had to con me into things. I mean, my sponsor got me right away. He said I had to have a commitment in my home group. So He's got me, they want me to be the green.